Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. An energy battle between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine revved up Friday. Moscow delayed the reopening of its main gas pipeline to Germany, and G7 nations announced a price cap on Russian oil exports. Russian energy giant Gazprom said it could not resume the supply of natural gas to Germany just hours before it was set to restart the deliveries through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Moscow blamed the change on a technical fault in the pipeline. A spokesman for the European Commission said Friday on Twitter that Gazprom acted under what he called fallacious pretenses to shut down the pipeline. Moscow has blamed Western sanctions that took effect after Russia invaded Ukraine for hindering the maintenance on that pipeline. Meanwhile, finance ministers from the group of seven wealthy democracies said Friday they will work quickly to implement a price cap on Russian oil exports. The U.S. Justice Department has released a more detailed inventory of what FBI agents found at Donald Trump's Florida estate last month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The inventory reveals the extent to which classified material was kept haphazardly at Mar-a-Lago in boxes and containers mixed with newspapers and clothes. Agents found 43 empty folders marked with classified banners, 28 more labeled return to staff secretary or military aide were also empty. The list does not make clear what may have happened to the documents inside. The department says there was no secure space at the home for sensitive government secrets. It started a criminal probe focused on their presence and efforts to obstruct the investigation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Biden administration has announced a more than $1 billion arms sale to Taiwan as U.S.-China tensions escalate over the status of the island. The sale includes funds for Harpoon air-to-sea missiles and Sidewinder air-to-air missiles. The largest portion of the sale, however, is a $655 million logistics support package for Taiwan's surveillance radar program, which provides defense warnings. The State Department says the equipment is necessary for Taiwan to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. Acrimony and strident rhetoric between the United States and China over Taiwan have increased sharply since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited the island last month. The first hurricane of 2022, Atlantic hurricane season, has formed over the open waters of the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. National Hurricane Center on Friday upgraded Tropical Storm Danielle to hurricane strength after its maximum sustained winds reached 120 kilometers per hour. The Miami-based Hurricane Center said Hurricane Danielle is currently not a threat to any land areas. It's expected to stay over open water for the next few days before weakening and moving northeast. The Hurricane Center reports that last month was the first August in 25 years without a named storm, and Hurricane Danielle is only the fourth named storm of the season. It's been a milder-than-expected hurricane season so far. NASA is moving ahead with a planned moon rocket launch on Saturday. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
NASA is counting down towards its second attempt to launch its new moon rocket, the most powerful ever built by NASA. Fuel leaks and a bad engine sensor foiled Monday's try. Speaking on NASA TV, NASA's Jeremy Parsons says they are optimistic for this Saturday's launch.
If the conditions with weather and the hardware align, we'll absolutely go. And we have the right team at kind of the right time. So, and those statistics, right, those probabilities go way up if we get two attempts off before the end of this window.
NASA says they've fixed the leaks and will work around a faulty sensor for the launch.
This is a test flight, right? And so while I feel very good about our procedures, when you look the team in the eye, they're ready. We can't control the weather. And so on any given day, you know, there is risk that we'll be able to get off.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are set to welcome back former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama to the White House next Wednesday for a ceremony unveiling the Obamas' White House portraits. This will be the second set of official portraits for the Obamas. Paintings of them for the National Portrait Gallery were unveiled in 2018. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.